Sing Out was founded nearly 70 years ago by a group of folks who loved roots music. Today it's a vital and entertaining online resource for anyone who loves folk music the world over. As in the past, thousands of people turn to Sing Out to read about and learn from the artists who play the music. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is the Sing Out Radio Magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music is from the recording Eye of the Beholder by String Madness. The band features Peter Spellman on guitar and bass, Bob Applebaum on mandolin, and Mitch Greenhill on guitar. We heard Snowy Evening Blues. Eye of the Beholder is self-produced. This week's program is just a bit different. We'll learn a bit about Mitch Greenhill, his father Manny, Folklore Productions, and Mitch's memoir, Raised by Musical Mavericks. Folklore Productions was founded by Manny Greenhill in 1957 in Boston. His first concert featured Josh White, and he would go on to promote concerts by Pete Seeger, Mahalia Jackson, Bob Dylan, and Joan Baez. Joan was his first managerial client. Over the years, he managed Doc Watson, the Reverend Gary Davis, Taj Mahal, John Renbourn, Dave Van Ronk, and others while continuing to promote concerts. Mitch Greenhill was born in Brooklyn in 1948. He was involved in the Cambridge folk scene and joined his father in Folklore Productions in 1976, working as manager for Taj Mahal and Doc and Merle Watson. He produced albums by Rosalie Sorrells and John Renbourn. In the 1980s, he began composing music for the stage, and his first project was a play starring Kevin Bacon called An Almost Holy Picture. He also did sound designs for theatrical productions in New York, California, Massachusetts, and Washington. His music was featured in films such as The Long Riders and Safe. He recorded solo albums for Prestige Records in the 1960s, and more recently with Bob Applebaum and Peter Spellman, he formed String Madness. His son Matt has joined him in management of Folklore Productions, continuing in the family tradition. Recently, Mitch has written Raised by Musical Mavericks, a memoir chock full of memories of his life in music both on stage and behind the scenes. This week on the Sing Out Radio Magazine, we'll listen to music from Mitch and some of the artists he's been associated with over the years. We'll begin with a tune from Mitch's most recent recording, Blues of an Ancient Bard, a song cycle adapted from poems by William Blake on Folklore Records. We'll begin with Albion Turned Away, featuring Mitch on lead vocals. Then we'll turn to a tune from Mitch's first recording, Pickin' the City Blues, from 1963 on Prestige Records. Here's Mitch Greenhill on the Sing Out Radio Magazine.
Albion turned away, Albion turned away, Albion turned away, refusing comfort,
comfort.
Albion turned away, Albion turned away, Albion turned away, refusing comfort,
comfort.
The angel that presided o'er my birth, said little creature formed of joy and mirth, go love without the help of any king on earth. When I look, each one starts. When I speak, I offend. And I'm silent and passive and lose every friend. Albion turned away. Albion turned away. Albion turned away, refusing comfort. Presided o'er my birth, said little creature formed of joy and mirth, go love without the help of any king on earth. When I look, each one starts. When I speak, I offend. And I'm silent and passive and lose every friend. Albion turned away. Albion turned away. Albion turned away, refusing comfort.
Tennessee line. I just want to ask you, have you seen that girl of mine? I rode the Central, I rode the L&N. Central, and I rode the L&M. These Alabama women, they look like section men, 'cause when I'm looking for my baby, I never say she can't, I never say she can't be found. When I'm looking for my baby, I never say she can't be found. I think I'll walk this old hard road till my mustache rub the ground. Thank you. Don't the clouds look lonesome across the deep blue sea? Don't the clouds look lonesome across the deep blue sea? Don't my babe look pretty coming home to me? Oh, don't cry, baby, when your daddy's gone, gone away. Don't cry, baby, when your daddy's gone away. I know I left you, little girl, but I did not go, did not go to stay.
She's leaving.
I'll never see my sweetheart again.
We're listening to music this week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, inspired by Mitch Greenhill's memoir, Raised by Musical Mavericks. And in 1971, Mitch lived in California and kind of played in a country rock band called The Lost Frontier. And we just heard Freight Train Blues from a demo session made at Wally Heider's studios in San Francisco in November of 1971. That's from the recording The Lost Frontier. And before that, Mitch has had a long relationship with Mayne Smith, the great bluegrass player, and the recording called Storm Coming was recorded for Bay Records back in 1979, and we heard Don't You See That Train, the old Delmore Brothers tune. That was Doc Watson on the lead guitar. And before that, we went way back to 1963 for Mobile and Texas Line, Leroy Carr's classic tune. That was Jeff Moldauer on guitar and Bill Lee on bass, along with Mitch, from his recording Pickin' the City Blues on Prestige Records. And we let off that set with the new recording from Mitch Greenhill called Blues of an Ancient Bard, a song cycle based on the poems of William Blake. And we heard Albion Turned Away. That's on Folklore Music. This is the Sing Out Radio magazine, and we're listening to music inspired by Mitch Greenhill's memoir, Raised by Musical Mavericks. The first concert Mitch ever attended was a gospel concert headlined by Sister Rosetta Tharpe. And shortly after that, he went to see Paul Robeson. Here's Sister Rosetta Tharpe with Just a Closer Walk with Thee, and Paul Robeson with Old Man River from the Broadway show Showboat. Here's Sister Rosetta Tharpe on the Sing Out Radio magazine.
Thee, let it be, dear Lord, let it be. I am weak, but thou art strong. Jesus, keep me from all wrong. I'll be satisfied as long as I walk, let me walk close to thee.
stretch and lift and bail. We gets a little drunk and we lands in jail.
I get weary and sick of crying. I'm tired of living and scared of dying. But old man River, he just keeps rolling on.
At the court of Mary Stuart, the Queen of Scots, there had been a lot of scandals, very embarrassing to the court. And when a French servant woman and the chief apothecary had an affair and the resulting baby was murdered, in order to clear house, the two lovers were executed. Balladry has been kinder to the young lady than was justice, by promoting her from a servant woman to one of Queen Mary's four companions, her four Marys, and promoting her lover, the chief apothecary, this chief steward, to the head of the steward household, the prince of the steward household, the highest steward of them all, by a simple shift in spelling. This is a story of the four Marys.
They'll never tell my father or mother, but that I'm away over the sea. I charge ye all ye sailor men, as ye sail over the foam, don't let my father or mother know, but that I am coming home. Oh, little did my mother think, the day she cradled me, the land I was to travel in, oh, the death I was to see. Last night there were four Marys, tonight there'll be but three. There was Mary Eaton and Mary Seaton and Mary Carmichael and me.
Thank you.
This is the Sing Out radio magazine. If you want more information about Sing Out, it's easy. Just call 1-888-SING-OUT or log on to singout.org. You can also listen to the program as a podcast. This is episode 2111. And remember, you can also hear us on iTunes. This is the Sing Out radio magazine, and I'm your host, Tom Druckenmiller. Our theme music this week comes from the CD Eye of the Beholder by String Madness, featuring Bob Applebaum, Peter Spellman, and Mitch Greenhill. We just heard a tune called Merlefest Ramble, written by Mitch. This week's program is devoted to music and memories from the book Raised by Musical Mavericks, from Mitch Greenhill. The subtitle is Recalling Life Lessons from Pete Seeger, Lightnin' Hopkins, Doc Watson, Reverend Gary Davis, and others. And we just heard Ralph Kahn. He was a visitor to Mitch's house in 1958 and stayed for several months, and Mitch would eventually be accompanying him as a second guitarist on stage. We heard Ralph from the recording California Concert and the Four Maries. And before that, Paul Robeson was one of the first artists that Mitch actually heard in concert, and we heard Old Man River. That was a single recording from a long time ago, and we let off that set with Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Just a Closer Walk with Thee from the collection The Decca Singles, Volume 1, on Verve Records. This week on the Sing Out Radio magazine, we're talking about Mitch Greenhill and listening to some of the musical greats he references in his wonderful memoir, Raised by Musical Mavericks. Mitch became a blues player rather early in his life, when he became friends with the Reverend Gary Davis and, in fact, took guitar lessons from him at the age of 14. Here's the Reverend recorded live at the Newport Folk Festival with Death Don't Have No Mercy, and we'll follow that with Lightnin' Hopkins with Sam Lay. The Reverend Gary Davis on the Sing Out radio magazine.
Death don't have no mercy in this land. Death don't have no mercy in this land. Come to your house and it won't stay long. You look in the bed, you don't find your mother gone. Death don't have no mercy. He won't give you time to get ready in the land. He won't give you time to get ready in the land. When they come to your house and they won't stay long, every time to get ready in the land. Well, he'll leave you standing to crying in his land. He'll leave you standing to crying in his land. He'll come to your house and he won't stay long. You look in the bed, you find your sister's gone. He'll leave you standing to crying in his land. Takes a vacation in this land. Death never takes a vacation in this land. Well, he come to your house and it won't stay long. You look in the bed, you find everybody gone. Death never takes a vacation. Make your last talk now.
Something we gonna do here to shake that thing.
Joshua's head of the government. He says strike for better Joshua gone away. Oh, well, Joshua gone by Barbados, staying in a big hotel. The people on St. Vincent got many sad tales to tell. Oh, when the sugar mill owners told the strikers, I don't need you to cut my cane. Bring in another bunch of fellas, well, you're striking me all in vain. And a lot of misery in Georgetown, you can hear the women bawl. Joshua's gone by Barbados, oh, well, he don't care at all. Yes, Joshua's gone by Barbados, just like he don't know. Poor people on this island ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, will he get a lot of tough fellas that bring them from Zion Hill, bring them in a bus to Georgetown? You know somebody'll get killed. Sonny Child, the overseer, I swear he's an ignorant man. He's walking through the cane field with a pistol in his hand. Oh, well, Joshua gone by Barbados, he's staying in a big hotel. The people on St. Vincent, he got many sad tales to tell. The new fella's cutting cane. The strikers can't do nothing, they're striking me all in vain. And Sonny Child, he curses the striker, he waves his pistol around. Well, they're beating Sonny with a cutlass, man, they beat him to the ground. Yeah, Joshua gone by Barbados, just like he don't know. Poor people on this island, they ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, well, the king standing in the field, getting old and red. Sonny Child in the hospital, pistol on his bed. And I wished I could go now to England, or Trinidad or Curacao. But the poor people on St. Vincent, they ain't got nowhere to go. Oh, well, Joshua gone by Barbados, staying in a big hotel.
A chicken, you can't roost too high for me. A chicken, come on out of that tree. Chicken, 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 you can't roost too high for me. C is the way to begin. next letter in. I am the third C for to season the bird. K is to fill him in. E, I'm near the end. C-H-I-C-K-E-N. That's the way you spell chicken.
wished it could be borrowed for a while. If I could be the rain I'd wash down to the sea. If I could be the wind, there'd be no more of me. If I could be the sunlight and all the days were mine, I would find some special place to shine.
This week we've been listening to music and artists referenced in Mitch Greenhill's great memoir, Raised by Musical Mavericks. We just heard Rosalie Sorrells, and he spent a lot of time playing with Rosalie. He was playing on If I Could Be the Rain. That's the title track from back in 1967 on Folk Legacy Records. And before that, he played on the Long Riders soundtrack, Ry Cooder's classic, on Warner Brothers. And before that, his good friends Jim Queskin and Jeff Muldaur with C-H-I-C-K-E-N, a tune that they learned from the playing of Mississippi John Hurt. That's from their recording Penny's Farm on Kingswood Records. And before that, Eric Von Schmidt, his tune Joshua Gone Barbados from Living on the Trail on Tomato Records. And then two recordings made at the Newport Folk Festival, Lightnin' Hopkins' Shake That Thing, and Reverend Gary Davis' Death Don't Have No Mercy. Hope you've enjoyed this overview of the career of Mitch Greenhill. Raised by Musical Mavericks is available on Amazon and from Mitch personally. You've been listening to the Sing Out Radio Magazine. I've been your host, Tom Druckenmiller. If you've enjoyed the program, you can find out more about Sing Out by calling 1-888-SING-OUT or by checking us out on the web at singout.org. The Sing Out Radio Magazine is produced at the Little Cat Records Studios. Be careful out there. Be sure to wash your hands, wear a mask, and keep your distance so you can join me next time for another trip into the fascinating world of folk and roots music on the Sing Out Radio Magazine. This is episode 2111.
If I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning. I'd hammer in the evening all over this land. I'd hammer out danger. I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning. I'd ring it in the evening all over this land. I'd ring out danger. I'd ring out a warning. I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters all over this land. If I had a song, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning. I'd sing it in the evening all over this land. land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out a love between my brothers and my sisters all over.